Hello and welcome to another episode of Taz Racing Kennel Talk, where we discuss the week's events in Tasmanian Greyhound Racing. I'm Matt Reed for TazRacing.com.au and I'm pleased to welcome Brennan Ryan to the podcast, who's the man with all the racing knowledge. How are you, Brennan?
Good, Matt. Another great week of racing. We're certainly shaping up into some, you know, memorable efforts throughout the, you know, the recent meetings we've had over the last couple of weeks, and it's just proving that our stock is certainly shaping up to where it needs to be, and yeah, it's proving great results so far.
We've certainly got some terrific greyhounds going around at the moment. We'll start things last Thursday night in Hobart. It was the 20th of August. We had 10 races on a track that was rain affected. We had a lot of rain in Tasmania all across the state last week, and there's still a bit lying around the state as you drive around. The first winner we'll discuss is Winburn Sheehan, who at the time was undefeated, but that's since changed after an upset result in Devonport on Tuesday.
Yeah, look, it was a great win there on a real, as you stated, wet affected track, and he did everything right. He came out well from the start. With the red box, it was a massive advantage for him, and you know, he split a 5.14, 11.12, and coming home in 26 seconds there. It was a great effort, and there wasn't much in the field, and he just came away with an easy win. I just think the short backup into Tuesday may have been just a bit much. But, you know, nevertheless, he's got to start doing that. And but all merit from the win, and continues the, you know, the great rise for the Aston DB Chisel class leader.
And Twisted Sister won a Grade 5 over 340 metres early in the program for Anthony Bullock. It was the following race, actually.
Yeah, look, there's a great little story behind this pitch, still owned by Alan Nichols and his partner Peter Smith. Twisted Sister, she started off in the Blaze of Glory, winning the Breeders' Classic at Hobart, Devonport, last year, and just went through a few bad problems, and Anthony Bullock picked up her training duties later through her career, and Anthony's done a few good things by her and ironed out her problems, and to see her bounce back to the winner's circle, it was a great effort. She did win a race when she went with Anthony to Melbourne, and to see her still carry that form is a great effort, and she's, you know, been a great result, winning 10 races from 33 starts, which is just a great, you know, great result for Connections and Trainer as well.
Yeah, and she's another one that was in action in Devonport yesterday, slightly stronger race and wasn't able to back up, but certainly a good story there. As you said, the star of the night for the second week in a row in Hobart was the Debbie Cannon train, Siberia, who just keeps on winning. I'm keen to get your opinion here, Brennan. Can you explain to me how, after winning the State Sprint Championship the week prior from the same box against arguably a stronger field, he was somehow not favourite for the event on Thursday night?
It keeps puzzling me, Matt. I tell you what, I mean, how they keep predicting Fabulous Baroque to start favourite is just puzzles me. But, you know, it's a great little contest between the two runners. But, it's just a bizarre thing. Anyway, the main thing behind it, the dog, he just improves with every run. And he come away to run 25.73, which just shows he's improving all the time, and a great effort, and he's real shaping up, ready to go for another big assignment on Thursday when he's got the red box in the Young Star Classic final, which we'll touch on later on, but it's put him in great stead, and he's just a dog that, look, coming towards our main event later in the year, the Hobart 1000, he's going to be arguably the strongest contender heading into the race for the local chances later on.
Yeah, really exciting prospect is Siberian. I guess in defence of bookmakers, we're all experts once the race has been run, that's for sure. In Launceston on Monday, the night opened with David Croswell training Quinella with Highland Fame and Highland Wonder, who are another pair out of the prolific Broodbitch She's All Class. And we'll hear from David now, who you spoke to on Monday night.
David, you'd be pretty happy tonight with She's All Class's efforts as a brood bitch. She's produced 171 winners, would you believe?
Yeah, she's probably one of the best brood bitches I've ever had, sort of thing. And she just keeps producing.
Her career record, you know, just quickly, what she'd done on track was pretty good. And what you done to get her back after she had that fall, you know, and now what she's done as a brood bitch, she's somebody, you know, she's a rare little gem, isn't she?
Yeah, she's definitely rare. Like, I've never had a brood bitch just keep throwing winners like she has. Every pup she's had, like, has just won races. So this litter's going to win more than any of them, I think.
Well, they're only just coming to hand for a fourth litter, and you were just saying offhand before, the fifth litter's coming along, and just at 12 months of age,
Zambora Brockies, they're just 12 months old. There's five of them, I think, four bitches and a dog, so they won't be long.
No, and what this litter's done tonight, you had the first one to go through, he's improved.
Like his first run on Launceston last week was the first run he'd been right around, and he showed a bit of improvement tonight. And yeah, I got the Quinella up, so.
Oh, beautiful.
It's great.
And the chief, he's coming along quite well, isn't he?
He's a great little dog too, Still a bit of improvement in him, I think.
So. Yeah. No, terrific.
Yep.
No, thanks for that, David, and best of luck going forward with him, and what an effort like she's done tonight.
That was David Croswell, who added to his winning total out of She's All Class in Devonport on Tuesday as well, Brennan.
Yeah, and brought up a great tally courtesy of Rick Joey Small, who won at Devonport. It made it 173 winners for the progeny of She's All Class, which is just a fantastic milestone from the four that has whelped. And they've only just had a handful of starts between them, the Test and DB litter, but nevertheless, it's a great tally. And she's got another litter on the ground, her fifth and final litter to Zambora Brocky, and that will be her last litter. Sadly, she was lost to it due to a snake bite in Victoria. And, her legacy will continue, and, it'd be nice to see, well, hopefully a daughter to be bred out of from one of her litters going forward. And, it's just a great thing that what she's done on the track, She's All Class, and her pups. There's been a few noted that have gone on and done great things out of each litter, but nevertheless, she's been great. She's proven tenfold for Crossy, and it's been a great result.
Yeah, we do have an article up on the Taz Racing website that you wrote about She's All Class, which is certainly well worth a read. As we look at the other winners on the night, Benki Bomber injected some early value into proceedings, winning race two at around the $10 mark.
Well, this dog, he's certainly been around the traps for a long time. He's raced close under 3 years with trainer Kyron Ebden. He's had 97 starts for 12 wins. Look, his win on Monday night was a tradesman-like effort, coming away to run 16:36, which is great effort still. And, on face value, he's just a dog that's been honest. He's finished in the second place efforts on 11 occasions and has run third 19 times there. So he's just been a great, money spinner for a dog that's capable on that distance. And, in all effort, he's just, been a very handy dog for both Kyron and the owners.
Yeah, approaching 100 starts and has run into the top three more than 40% of the time. So a great little earner for Connections. In the following race, Buck Street won for the second time in 5 days.
Yeah, great effort there for trainer Adam Whitford. This dog backed up from a great effort at Hobart on Thursday. And the dog's just learning his trade. He can go away from that run he had over the 461 in Hobart, and you could find a few faults there to say that he could improve. And I hope he does go back to the 461 for another attempt. Nevertheless, he's got great traits. He can come out of a box well, does everything right. And being out of the 278 there on Monday night, running a great split of 4.96, that's a very strong effort. And coming away to run 15.97, it's a great run. And, just patience is a virtue. Adam's done the right thing by the dog. And, it's a great result.
Looking forward to seeing where Buck Street progresses in the coming weeks and months. And the last winner we'll discuss from the Launceston program on the 24th of August is Rachel, who won a grade four over the 515.
Yeah, bounced back into the winner's circle there for trainer Butch Deverell and owner breeder Carlene Cupperton. There's a great little story behind this. Rachel is actually, her mother, Flying Roswell, was bought from the US. Carlene imported her from over there and on the main purpose for breeding. And it's a hard task to outlay a lot of money. Carlene's, not afraid to attempt to do what she can to produce a good dog. And this little bit, she's done everything right. She's won, had a few interruptions along the way, but she's won five races so far and she's won six prior after that win. And, you can saying that there's, you know, room for improvement. She's well suited when she draws the inside, and that's where her best traits are, and she's, you know, done everything right, and a lot of merit comes from that win.
Yeah, she's not the only dog that appreciates jumping from the inside boxes at Launceston, that's for sure. The following day in Devonport, it was a favourites day, similar to the Thoroughbred program on Sunday. Plenty of favourites if you were playing the short end of the market. You did pretty well. Four of the 10 races, the winner paid less than even money. One of those was Quick Joey Small, who had been knocking on the door of another win and was ideally suited jumping from the pink box.
Oh, look, he's a dog that just shows improvement, again, like the litter, and did everything right, brought up, helped to improve the tally for the winning progeny for She's All Class. And look, he's a candidate going forward. We're only a few, a week or so out from the heats of the Breeders' Classic at Devonport, and he's going to be a major contender. And look, we've got a great litter there coming through, and it's great to see, you know, for connections for Crosby and for Breeder, David Booth, who whelped and bred the litter. It's, you know, it's a great positive, you know, outlook for our industry here that we can always, you know, like other states, we can always produce a good dog, and this litter's a shining example.
It sounds like the Breeders' Series in Devonport's going to be really keenly contested.
Oh, absolutely. There's going to be some great pups that have that are still eligible out from the recent Hobart Series as well. And yeah, we're going to see some great, you know, I think we're going to see a nearly contested series going forward. And yeah, it's going to be interesting nomination counts-wise, but Devonport, you always see strong nominations, and it's a track that suits a lot of young pups, and it'll enhance the, you know, a form on a lot of them going forward.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of trainers and connections will be keeping an eye on who's nominated for that series. Jumping back to Devonport, in the following race, Burn Baby Burn was another favourite to get the job done in what was a pretty close finish.
Yeah, look, one thing about this, the reason why I noted this win, it's for trainer Wayne Howes. He bred the litter from a bitch that he purchased from the Greg and Gary Fay by Mbaika Bell, side by Burn One Down. And the litter, look, they're taking a lot of time to come to hand. Wayne's been very patient, and he's put a lot of time into them. The way she came towards the line, Burn Baby Burn, she was seated onto her backside heading into the first corner when they sort of crowded her and didn't give her much room to move, but she still, you know, was able to accelerate and catch up and come past the leader. I think, you know, there's no doubt that they will run 500, so I'd like to see when they head that way, but it's a litter that I think we're just going to have to be patient and not put a heap of expectation on them, but I think we'll see them advance to, you know, something handy, may head towards the middle distance going on from their breeding, but it's going to be interesting.
So that's Burn Baby Burn. The last one we'll discuss is Gillian Stanford Superstar, Like a Prayer, who won for the 14th time in 22 starts around the Devonport track.
Oh, look, what else can you say about her? She's just a great spinner. You know, she's owned and bred by Ricky and Sonia Martin, Gillian's daughter Sonia's. You know, they've put a lot of effort into this line, and Gillian's done a great job and, you know, nurturing her career Like a Prayer. And I can't wait till the day she heads to the breeding barn. What she'll produce will be very interesting. But firstly, her career's still in hold. And, you know, you look at her efforts at Devonport, it's a unique form that, like you were stating before, her effort around that track. And I was doing a bit of research about, you know, the sort of the top dogs that have won around there. And my records only go to about 2006. But looking at the top five dogs, you look at Rewind, Senior Slam, and they've won about 27 races. Then there's Stopline, who won 20, Ackerboy, 19, and Stylish Money won 19, along with Hello Nugget and Riddler Jake won 17. And Like a Prayer's won 13 races. But it's a great little list I've got here. And, you know, she'll get up there over time, but it just proves that there's special dogs that can really take to a track, and she's certainly one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Another tradesman's light win in Devonport on Tuesday for Like a Prayer. We'll take a look ahead now to the Hobart program on Thursday, the 27th. A little bit dry weather in down the south of the state this week, so track shouldn't be as wet as it was last week. Only two more meetings for the winter, Brennan, which I'm sure many trainers are happy about, the long, cold nights of travel. Hopefully they're a thing of the past. Who have you picked out for the punters on Thursday night?
Well, I've got three picks there, and I'm stuck with Lily Lola. I think she's in line for a winning hat trick, a win at Hobart on last Thursday was a great merit, and backing up to win at Launceston on Monday in that rather competitive invitation was a great effort. And I think from box seven, she's got everything going her way and pointing in the right favour. And I think, look, it's another competitive fruitful race. She's a standout. She'll be even, you know, evens money for the event. But I think she'll be very hard to beat. There's another runner on the inside. If any chance that there's a trouble, Intellect will get the run. But Lily Lola just explodes out of the start. And, yeah, she can put herself right into it. I was stuck also going further in race six with It's Phyllis there for Wayne Williams. In great form at the moment, despite having had a win in its last four starts there. And look, drawn box three, likes an inside run. Stay Baroque, it's in the same boat as well, but I think It's Phyllis, if he can get the right brakes and get around Stay Baroque at the start, it should put itself right into the race really well. And then I've gone down further to race seven, which is the Youngstar Classic Final, the 71st running of the race, and I'm stuck with Siberia. Look, Ted Medas and Debbie Cannon stack up the field with the majority of the runners. Anthony Bullock is the only sole trainer in the race, but nevertheless, Tiberia from box one, I think, just speaks volume. If he can repeat that time, what he done last week, he should be left untouched. And it's a race I think we can easily award the trophy to, because he's just, you know, he stacks the form. He's dropping back to his own age now, and yeah, it's going to be great. And my little brother, Kintyre, should, from box seven, should really put in a great effort there. And I think Debbie Cannon should easily either run the Quinella or run the trifecta, but Siberia should be a great go off the red in race seven.
Does look his race, that's for sure. So recapping your selections, Hobart on Thursday, the 27th of August, race three, number seven, Lily Lola, race six, number three, It's Phyllis, and race seven, number one, Siberia, potentially a Quinella there with the seven, Kintyre, and perhaps a multi of those three might be the way to play. Brennan, thanks very much again for your input onto what's been another great week of racing in Hobart. I look forward to chatting again next week.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Yeah, it's been a great time of the year, and plenty to look forward to.